There's been a lot of talk coming from Tashkent over the past 3 years or 4 years about the so-called liberalization of the criminal process in Uzbekistan, and President Karimov gave a now very hailed speech in November 2010 about the need to reform Uzbekistan, the need to allow civil society to develop. But unfortunately, what we've seen has been a real worsening of the human rights situation across the board, but in particular, the number of human rights activists in jail and journalists and other prisoners of conscience is still very great, and there's been very little progress on that issue. So we, along with 8 other human rights organizations, were calling on President Karimov to jumpstart the reform process. If you really want to talk about reform, then put some action behind your words and take real steps immediately to release political prisoners. And that's something that can be done in honor of the 20th anniversary of Constitution Day. And it would be a way to really live up to the principles in the Constitution of Uzbekistan. Torture was found to be systematic back in 2002 when the most comprehensive report to date was the UN's Special Rapporteur on Torture, who visited the country 10 years ago, and he found systematic evidence that torture was widespread in Uzbekistan. And there's really been nothing to contradict that in the years since. And what proof do we have? Well, we have the consistent reports, very credible reports, that we get from prisons and jails across Uzbekistan. I was there personally for several months in 2010, and I personally met victims of torture. I met with lawyers that told me about the prevalence of torture in many, many cases. And other human rights groups continue to receive these reports. So try as they may to close the door and isolate Uzbekistan from the outside world, the Uzbek government cannot hide the torture problem. It's an epidemic. And unfortunately, one of the ways we also learn about torture is when prisoners are delivered back to their families and they've died in prison and they have very suspicious marks on their bodies. Those are situations where there need to be investigations, and Uzbekistan has to, the Uzbek government has to take some steps to address its torture